Was this today or yesterday, Lauren, that you guys won the championship, region championship?
We just won it today.
Yeah. And so, boy, and just in time, because the weather is not conducive to golf right now outside.
Absolutely not. I cannot believe it. I was just getting sunburnt out there yesterday. It was our best spring golf day yesterday. And then today we had to move our tee times up an hour so that we could be able to miss this weather and our other teams could be able to start heading home before this hit.
Yeah, yeah. And so you won the Region 24 championship today. This was at the Crab Orchard Golf Course. And talk about Molly Ellis. She was the medalist.
Molly Ellis, this is actually her second individual win this spring. She has been playing some awesome golf. It has been so fun to watch. She is such a consistent player. Even when she won her last tournament, she shot 80-80, 40-40, 40-40. And then today she shot 80-82 for this tournament. She is just such a solid player. It has been an honor to coach her. But, yeah, she did amazing for this tournament yet again.
And you had some other players that did well. And then when they handed out the hardware, you got Region 24 Coach of the Year. So we just saw this with basketball, and now women's golf doing the same thing. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you. It's such an honor to be able to coach these girls and be able to bring home this hardware. We also had along with Molly, we had Lily Schlimmer. She actually got runner-up for this tournament. Addison got fourth place, and Kennedy Kohler got sixth place. So we had four bowls in the top six in this tournament.
Wow, that's unbelievable. And I liked, I was looking at your post on Facebook, you know, your sister is your assistant coach, and
yes,
you thanked her, and you were talking about Shane Dial coming down to support. You're talking about Michael Dan. Spider out there taking the photos and everything.
Yes.
It must have been a big day.
It really was. It's so great to have all this support. I was so happy for Spider Dan to come out and take our pictures. He does such a great job with all the other sports at John A. I was so happy that he could make it out to be able to support us. And, yes, I could not do this without my sister. It is so great to have her out there. She also played at John A. Logan. And so we've both been, you know, in this position before, and she's such a great support. We really couldn't do it without her. She does so much behind the scenes. She might not be able to be there at all of our tournaments, but there's a lot that is done through her. And Shane Dial, he drove 6 hours from Ohio to be able to come and watch us yesterday. So that was such a pleasure to be able to see him again and for him to be out here, because I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him. He's the one who got me coaching.
Yeah, and so now officially, and I'm reading off the Facebook post, officially going to the NJCAA National Tournament, Plantation Bay Golf and Country Club in Ormond Beach, Florida. What's that feel like?
We are very excited, especially as I'm looking outside right now and it's snowing. I'm really looking forward to the weather. We're looking forward to pristine golf courses and being able to, you know, be all together as a team for one last time this spring. And show them what we got down there.
Yeah, and the deal is, and I was just on the phone with Kyle Smith-Peters just a few minutes ago, and they're out in Hutchinson, Kansas, getting ready to play their first game tomorrow at noon against Ranger in the National Basketball Championships. And, you know, you look at the situation with, and we're going to talk with Taylor Seifert here in just a minute, her softball team's 27-9. You look at the history that men's golf's had with Tom Ferris there, And baseball, how well they do. I mean, Logan Sports right now is really on a high note as far as, and I guess we can point to and throw some of the credit to the AD, Greg Sterrick, but boy, it's just, it's exploding.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. We were so excited to bring that home today because the rest of our teams here, we're just lighting it up out there. We're excited. Go Vols.
Yeah. So listen, congratulate, I mean, bring us back a little sunshine from Ormond Beach, if you don't mind. And
I would love to.
we want to really again congratulate the team and you and your sister for all the you know, you brought back some hardware today, didn't you?
Yes, we did. We did. We got it, or we pretty much had them all. We got the team trophy, we got medalist and coach of the year. So we left with a bunch of hardware today.
Well, Lauren Bond Clark, thank you very much for being with us again, and hopefully we'll get to talk to you one more time before we wrap up the season of shows. But it has been a pleasure, and what a first year. Congratulations, and keep it going.
Thank you so much, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, that's Lauren Bond Clark, and she is the women's golf coach at John A. Logan College, and they won the Region 24 tournament today, the district tournament at Crab Orchard Golf Course. And also, they had the medalist for the tournament as well. So a very exciting day as, you know, a medalist Molly Ellis winning the individual Region 24 championship, and then Coach Clark winning Coach of the Year, and the Lady Vols wrap things up very nicely before all the bad weather moves in.